Blog Talk Radio.
It's like, dude, just I light to my fire, and I keep it so real. Oh, I gotta get the cash drawer receipt. Girls, leave me alone. She gets annoying. Give me 1 second. All right, let's get it popping. Let's make it do what it do. Okay, let me go to TikTok, Twitch. What's poppin', everybody? Get in here. It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video, okay? Yes. This fan is tearing me up, child. Let me tell you something. It gets hot in here, and this fan be having me getting a little stuffy. So, but child, if y'all hear it, it's just a little bit, but it get hot in this room, okay? But listen, get in here, everybody. We have a lot to get into. We're going to have another legendary show, okay? Can you guys hear me? You know, it's Tuesday, so, well, Wednesday. And the sound should be a lot better today. I got my coconut oil on, or is this, what is this? What is this that I have on? No, this is this coconut, or is this, maybe this, yeah, it's one of the, no, cocoa butter. There it is. So I'm probably shining like a freaking penny right now, like I'm lathered in Vaseline. But, child, I got to make sure I'm hydrated, child, because it's getting, you know, I got to make sure I'm hydrated so my black don't crack. So don't be talking about me in the comments. You hear me? All right? I'm lathered today. All right. So we're talking about Cash Doll, the Gorilla Glue Girl. We're talking about Laura London. Mind you, I was calling her Laura London. It's Lauren London. And we're talking about Tasha K and Cardi B. All right. So, and then we're going to talk about the woman who spit on the black lady. Okay. And we're going to give our thoughts on that. We're going to watch a little video on that as well. Okay. So, without further ado, I say let's start getting into the topics. All right. So, boom. First thing that happened today was Well, before we get into that, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right. So the first thing that happened when I was waking up this morning, my phone was pinging, 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 pinging. And I'm like, well, what is the tea? And they like, well, Lauren London is pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And Twitter was going off like, I cannot believe she would get pregnant. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. She's pregnant. It's only been a year or a year and a half or something like that. I can't believe that, you know, she would do this. It just came up with a lie. Now, people were saying that she hadn't, that she didn't deny or confirm or deny. And so other sources and other publications were confirming that she was pregnant. Now, Karen Civil, which is her publicist, or was Nipsey Hussle's publicist, came out and said it's a lie. Her bodyguard came out and said it's a lie. And Lauren London, basically, she came out and said it's a lie. She's trying to heal. Leave her alone. She woke up to some BS. Okay? Here's what I have to say. If she is trying to move on and she's getting married, or she's sleeping with a nigga, and, you know, she decides that, you know, she wants to move on with the next chapter of her life and have a baby, oh, well, she's supposed to do so. My thing is this. Just because the nigga's dead doesn't mean that her coochie got to die. So because he dead, her punan dies too. Let me get there. So she could never use her punan. So from now on, her punan is broken because Nipsey Hussle has passed on to the afterlife. So now he's just supposed to bang her spiritually. So I would like, explain to me what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to come down and spiritually give her some dick. Yeah, you know, I'm down with being one with the spirits and having a spiritual relationship, but sometimes you need to feel that actual penetration inside you. And I'm not talking about that warm, tingly feeling. I'm talking about that pressure, okay? You know, sometimes spiritually you can get that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. I don't need the warm, fuzzy. I need some pressure. Somebody say pressure, okay? You need to feel something stiff, something long, something hard. Some of that gets you right, okay? And she's going to need that. Let that woman live. I wouldn't be upset if that woman was out here sucking and getting banged out. Hell, you know, get your life. Now, respectfully, I don't think she can go public with anybody anytime soon. They're going to get dragged. She's going to get dragged. Now, they killed me because I said, now, I jumped out the window with this. I'm not going to lie. The people killed me because I said, well, why doesn't she date the brother? They're like, no, Armand, she cannot date the brother. But, you know, some people do that. I had a friend. I'm not even going to lie. I had a friend. His best friend had died. And so when his best friend died, my friend actually got married to his best friend's man. And, like, they kept it all into one situation. People do that. You know, I don't know. People do that, but maybe it's too much for her to date the brother. You know, I don't know. That would be a little weird. I'm not going to lie. That probably would be a little weird. They probably would get dragged. But, I mean, what is that woman name on The Housewives? Ain't she dating her grandmother's husband or married to him and had a baby? I don't know. Things happen. Don't get me to go on. Listen, I was just saying, let the woman live her life. Let her get her some dick if she want to. You know what I mean? Like, just because he died doesn't mean that her cooter cat dies. Doesn't mean her desires die. Yes, I'm sure she's hurting. I'm sure she's hurting a lot. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, trying to get back on the market and dating it, you know, finding love again is fair, you know. And it's unfortunate that people don't think that she should be able to do so. But, yeah, she's famous, and a lot of people love Nipsey Hussle. And so she is going to have to move very strategically in doing so. You know what I'm saying? She can't just rush into a situation like that because it will get messy very, 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 very quickly. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on that. Who's next? Cash Doll. Oh, I could cry, Cash Doll. You know, because I was actually starting to like Cash Doll. We were actually moving forward in our relationship in my mind. But Cash Doll is seeming to hint at the fact, but you know, Cash Doll does this every couple of months, and she starts to have this every few months. She realizes more and more and more and more and more and more and more that she's probably never going to happen. And unfortunately, I had a little bit of hope for Cash Doll to happen, but now I think she's even realized that she's never going to happen. Okay, somebody had tweeted Cash Doll not too long ago. I think it was last night. And let me pull up the tweet for you and you know, show you what they said. They said, let's put up the tweet. I'm mad my sister Cash Doll music didn't blow up as it should have. Cash Doll said, me too, sis, but F it. I guess my ish was trash. Absolutely. Complete garbage. I'm glad you know. I've been telling Cash Doll this for years at this point. It's been trash. Here I go. You're looking for me? Oops. You know, just stupid stuff. You know, there's a TikTok song, but then there's a TikTok song. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. There's like the goofy, here I go, TikTok. But then it's like a TikTok where you want to get into it. And, you know, she wasn't making those. She was making the goofy TikTok. Here I go. I'm up. You know, it's just like, I can't take this seriously, Cash Doll. Now, recently, you have been coming out with better music. Just stay on that trajectory and stay focused. However, I think that Cash Doll is realizing, listen, I've secured a bag in other ways. I've secured a bag in other lanes. And she will be on a new television show with 50 Cent that 50 Cent is executive producing or he's created. So we'll see. Cash Doll is a very beautiful girl. I'm sure she has a lot more other talents. Rapping just did not stick or hit. And I get it. But you know, I enjoy Cash Doll when she's doing it right. I'm going to be honest with you. Cash Doll has a lot of potential, but Cash Doll is not, she doesn't take it as serious or she's not as consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like something always is just up. But yeah, you know, I like Cash Doll. I really honestly do. I do like Cash Doll, but it's just gotten to a point where we just don't really know if there's any hope for her failing career in as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like she always thought that it was going to be this huge moment for her once she got out of that contract. And I think this is a lesson to a lot of artists. You got to make sure your paperwork, you got to make sure the paperwork is right early on. Because what happened with Cash Doll is she signed a bad management deal or some type of bad management deal or some type of bad label deal. And she wasn't able to put out music. So in her prime, she couldn't put out music because the paperwork wasn't right. So she had to sit for a long time while she was on the come up. And she thought that once she got all that legal stuff worked out, she was going to be able to come out and make music. And what a lot of artists don't realize is when you're up, it's not always stuck. No shade. You can be up, but what goes up must come down, especially if you have not garnered an audience or a cult-like following to you know, withstand or withhold the test of, you know, the ups and the downs of the industry. As a new artist coming into the game, you got to make sure that your paperwork is right, because the minute you start taking off, if it's not right, it can literally silence you. I mean, look what happened to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne wasn't allowed to release albums for years. While Lil Wayne is still one of the greatest rappers of all time, this, that, and the third, Lil Wayne drastically dropped in influence and power once he wasn't able to release. And then once he's gotten freed up from the legal drama, nothing he's put out was able to hit the same. It just was what it was. And so my thing is, you know, you got to be strategic in the beginning, early on. And that's what happened to Cash Doll. So, you know, it just is what it is. And unfortunately, you know, Cash Doll, you know, she just missed the mark and it's probably never going to happen. We're in a new generation of girls. It's another level. Cash Doll, when she came out in 2014, 2015, you know what I mean? That was a big moment for her. But unfortunately, she wasn't allowed to release music following, you know, shortly following after her rise like that. And people kind of forgot about her. There's new girls out. And then when she did come out, she was releasing dumb stuff that didn't hit. So, you know, and I like Cash Doll. I really honestly do. I do. I think she has a great personality. I think she's beautiful. I think she's funny. I just don't, and I think she actually can rap, but she just doesn't know what, she's not consistent enough with the hits. in my opinion. So, Cash Dog, good luck. We'll be watching and we'll be talking, all right? Sorry for your loss. Okay. Who's next? We're getting through the show. This is not going to be a lengthy show today. I'm getting through it, and then we're wrapping it up. It is what it is. I know you liar. You know what? Y'all are not going to play with me when it comes to her. I'm tired of this whole. You know what I'm saying? First of all, so the Gorilla Glue girl done got the ponytail cut off. Okay, so this is what she looked like now. First of all, why is it so shiny like that? Why would she act that like that? Now she's doing interviews. I'm talking about she wish she would have never said nothing on the internet. Mind you, she was making TikTok videos trying to go viral, nothing stuck. Now you done stuck this ponytail on your head, bamboozled the people out of $11,000 on a GoFundMe. You got the clout and you mad that people are dragging you. You knew what you were doing, you 40-year-old fool. I don't feel bad for you. Why would you super glue a ponytail on your damn head? Stop playing with me. You are too old, too grown for this. And you got kids. Don't nobody feel bad for you. And I'm tired of these people out here talking about, oh, it's all about protect black women until the black women get to $11,000. Listen, I don't give a damn about a protect black women when you don't scam me. Don't lie. You cannot tell me that you didn't put that in your head. Not really. First of all, you had it at your house. So you went to the store with the intention to adhere something to something. So two things with that. Number one, you went there and maybe you had a maintenance issue at your house and you wanted to put something back together. And once you've seen that you can damn near hang a TV with that glue. Why would you think that you can put that in your head? And let's just say, all right, well, you didn't think it was that strong. You didn't use it for that. You just went to go get some because you wanted it as a backup in case you ran out of got to be glue. You went to the hardware store and ordered that, or you ordered that on Amazon. Wherever you got it from, you had it and you knew the power of the hold on that. Why would you put that in your head? I don't feel bad for you. You are a fool. Do I believe that this is real? Absolutely, I believe that this is real. But I believe that she sacrificed her own head for a moment like this. A moment like this. Some people wait forever and do stupid shit. And I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime to do some stupid shit like this. I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel bad at all. You 40 years old. You are too old for this. You are too old for this. What would you tell your kids? You have kids. I heard them kids yelling in the background. Stop playing with me. So anyway, she got this stuff. She got it out of her head. She got it out. She got the ponytail finally out of her head. And, you know, it is what it is. She got and so now she's on her way to Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, and they're going to finally, you know, she looks a fool. They're going to finally surgically remove all of her hair so she can start to live a regular life. I hope it was worth it, Miss Mamas. She's like, oh, I shouldn't have posted it. I shouldn't have posted it. No, you should not have posted it, you fool. Yeah, you got the clout, you got the followers, but at what cost? Girl, you're going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Once we figure out who you are, once we get through this, no one's going to care about you. And guess what? You're always going to be the Gorilla Glue Girl. Is that what you want to be known as? Fool, the 40-year-old fool who super glued her hair, her scalp together. And in the audacity, the nerve, the unmitigated gall. Did I say that right? To sit there and want to sue the company because they said that, you know, don't put it on your face and eyes and hair but they didn't say nothing about skin.
Yep. Okay. Well, if you can't put it on your hair, then child, you damn sure can't put it on skin.
All right. No, they said you can't put it on skin, but you can put it on your, but they didn't say you can't put it on hair. Well, yeah, if you can't put it on your skin, you probably can't put it in your hair. Because those are one and the same. It's the skin and hair is cousins. Let me do the hair come out the skin. Like, girl, 9 times out of 10, if it hit the hair, it's going to hit the scalp, which is the skin. What are we saying?
I'm tired of her.
Look at this. Damn, that hair is fried. It looked like she ain't have much to work with in the first place. So she probably didn't feel any kind of way about sacrificing that piece of hair. Look how short that is. I told you, she had this much hair to go on to that long. Look at that, how long that ponytail is. Where you think her hair stopped? It stopped right there. Look where that stopped. So, of course, she had to Gorilla Glue that. That's a long, wavy, braided ponytail. She was trying to attach, first of all, how dare you try to attach that little piece of hair? How dare you try to attach this little piece of hair to a ponytail that length? I probably would have used the Gorilla Glue too. Shit, I ain't even gonna lie. She got that much hair. I mean, not even that much. I'm talking about you can't even go. You gotta do that much hair, girl. It's at a blink of an eye. But the hair, you blink, you miss it. Okay? And you wanna try to do a Rapunzel pony. You out of line for that. You out of line for even that. But see, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. Sitting up here with that piece of hair, that short. You shouldn't be. Listen, if your hair cannot, you can't. If I cannot see your hair through the scrunchie, don't put on no ponytail. You need at least 4 inches of hair out of the scrunchie. Not 4, but at least 2. If you can't pull the hair out the scrunchie, if the hair is barely coming out the scrunchie like this, if the ponytail is more scrunchy than it is hair, you don't need to be trying to attach nothing to that mother. You need to just be doing some deep conditioning, do a little Jerry curl and go natural, because you don't have enough hair to hold that. And you start to result to measures like Gorilla Glue. Okay. It's ridiculous. Okay. But anyway, she got more lashes than she got hair. The lashes is longer than the hair. All right, let me get it. I'm tired of talking to her. I'm sorry. Girl, get out of my face. I'm so tired of talking to you. I'm done. Okay. We're getting through these topics, you all. We're getting through it. The topic that everybody was here for, Tasha K, Cardi B, okay? Now, let's get into this, okay? Tasha K has sworn on her kid's life that she is winning or she is not losing and that she will win the lawsuit. Now, I know a lot of you guys have been DMing me, hitting me up saying, oh, my God, Tasha K lost the lawsuit. Tasha K is losing the lawsuit. Tasha K has not lost the lawsuit. I'm going to be clear. I'm going to be very clear. I don't like her, but I ain't going to sit here and cap like she lost the lawsuit. She ain't lose. She has not lost the lawsuit. So that is a little bit of misinformation that's been out. The lawsuit is not over. There's been no verdict. Tasha K has not lost the lawsuit. Let's be very clear on that, okay? However, I think that she continues to do dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I think that her narcissistic, egotistical, chauvinistic, lying ways are catching up to her. So she goes on her backup channel after going into an outrageous rant in, you know, on Cardi B earlier that day about Cardi B getting some plastic surgery. Which, by the way, let's talk about that for a second. Well, no, we'll get to that. So she goes and she starts addressing the lawsuit. The pressure is getting to her.
You know what I'm saying? The pressure is getting to her. She doesn't like to appear as if she's losing. She doesn't like to appear. She doesn't like people laughing at her. You know, she likes to feel like she's always on top. Although she likes everybody talking about her like this, the pressure is getting to her, and it is frustrating, okay? And she has had several setbacks in court. Do I know that she's losing for sure? No, because it's not over till it's over. I'm going to be honest with you. But she went and made a bold move and said that she knows – for sure, and she puts on her kids, she bets on her kids' life that she ain't going to lose this lawsuit. Take a look at this video, and then we'll talk. Well, let's do that one more time. Okay. Now, for the sake of your kids, Tasha K, you better win this lawsuit. That was a bold statement. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you know, this is not even about that. This is not about me personally for her. But here's the thing. Let's talk about this for a minute. Let's really honestly talk about this from a respectable, honestly, like all personal feelings outside of this. On one hand, you know, you may not want to see Tasha K win. You might be like, you know what? I don't like Tasha K. She's a shock jock. She's dirty. You know what I'm saying? I want Cardi to be the win because I want to laugh at Tasha K. And, you know, she does people very dirty. She throws the rock and hides her hand. Tasha K does a lot of things. Like, she has created a space. Well, here's the thing. You might want Cardi B to win because of that. But then on the same time, you think about Tasha K. And you're like, well, you know, you want bloggers to win. In this space, especially if you're a social commentator, you're like, dang, I don't really want Tasha K to lose this lawsuit, right? You feel like, child, you're like, we're watching to see how this is going to play out because inevitably, depending on which way this goes, we're all going to learn. There's going to be a valuable lesson in that, right? So from one end, I'm with her. Like, girl, you know, fight it out. I'm entertained. I'm watching it. On the other end, I'm like, girl, Cardi, I'm rooting for Cardi. You know, but I'll honestly say the difference here and the reason why I lean towards the Cardi B side is not because I personally just despise Tasha K. I'm doing it because I feel like Tasha K feels as though she cannot be beat and she can get away with things and chalk it all up to business. Like it would be one thing if you were just doing commentary. And Cardi B just got out, you know, was like doing too much, getting in her feelings and basically trying to silence you. I'm with it. And that's the narrative that Tasha K likes to pull. Like, oh, Cardi B and these celebrities, they're not going to bully me. I won't be bullied by celebrities. I won't be bullied by these people. I'm a black woman. I'm a loud black woman. I'm all of these things. I'm powerful. And yes, all of that she is. You know, we'll give her that. Talented. I'm with her on that. I'm not even going to sit here and shade her. I'm going to give y'all a real tea right here. But the problem with Tasha K and where a lot of people are missing, here's the disconnect for me. While she is all of these things, she also displays division. Tasha K is very manipulative. Tasha K is very toxic for YouTube. Tasha K has ushered in onto this YouTube platform divisiveness amongst creators. She always says that she's here for, you know, uplifting creators, but she is the main one that works with different creators out of spite. She's in total competition with creators. She does shady things behind the scenes to creators. She does things to have a leg up in the competition. She's not happy just being, you know, good at what she does. There's always a dark trick behind the scenes to make sure that someone who is just as good doesn't level up. And I think that's the problem for me. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if you're just genuinely better, but it's another thing if you are throwing darts and being shady behind the scenes and then come online like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm here for all creators. That's not the truth. And then when it comes through to Cardi B, it's gotten nasty. It's gotten personal. You know what I'm saying? This woman has literally came on and antagonizes Cardi B every chance she gets. Calls her ugly, says she's not beautiful, says that her husband doesn't want her. Like, she tries to get under her skin. She says that Tasha K has admitted this is personal. She's admitted that she hates Cardi B. She admits that she don't like her, and she's never going to stop talking about her, and she's going to antagonize her. So this is not just you doing your job and a celebrity got in your feelings. You have found a person that has given you some traction, and you've literally kept your foot on your neck. It's turned into a lawsuit, and now it's coming from a nasty, vengeful, hateful place that you're never going to let up. Some of the similar things that Tasha K says about some of her content creators that do content on her, she actually antagonizes and does these same things to other celebrities, mainly Cardi B. And so I just don't understand how, you know, she doesn't see the things that she does to Cardi B. And to me, I tell Cardi B all the time, like, I would never respond to her. Why respond to her? Honestly, everybody says it. Like, why respond to her? Don't respond to her. I would literally tell Cardi B, don't respond. She feeds off of that. She hates you. She's going to use it as a moment to build her brand, because you got to realize, Cardi B being the celebrity, a lot of people don't feel bad about the celebrity. They feel like she's got a lot of money. She's famous. It still benefits Tasha K. Because it looks like, because Tasha K feels like she's Wendy, the next Wendy Williams, although there is Wendy Williams already. She feels like, you know what? I'm looking at Wendy's story. Wendy's had lawsuits. Every great publication has lawsuits. As long as I can be salacious, this is what I feel in my mind. I feel like she feels like, do what you got to do to get to the top. Be salacious. Be dirty. And then right before it's too late, try to flip it and rebrand and apologize for all the things that you've done to everybody. But right now, burn it. Burn it up. Burn it up, and then come back and apologize and make amends with people later. And I just feel like she's going to continuously leverage the controversy, continuously leverage moments like this, people talking about her, so that she can look superior. So for me, I'm just like, girl, I wouldn't respond to that, because you honestly don't have to, because no matter what you do, if Cardi B responds to her in any way, it's only going to benefit Tasha K, because it makes Tasha K look like, oh, wow, she has so much reach that she's arguing with the celebrity. And with Tasha K, it's very, very personal. And, you know, Tasha K has an addictive spirit. Word on the curb is, allegedly, Tasha K has also been arrested for stalking. Any person that has been arrested for stalking, you don't want to play with them, because, listen, they are going to continuously keep going, keep going, keep going. So this is the reason. For that reason alone, you know, this is why I feel like I am rooting for Cardi B, because Tasha K is not some innocent blogger that just so happened to forget to say allegedly one time and got caught up in a lawsuit with Cardi B. Tasha K has driven this in. She has boasted and bragged and asked, literally manifested, give me the lawsuits. I wipe my A with cease and desist. I'll see you in court. I can't be touched. I'm going to keep dragging you. It's personal, B. So she talks a big game. So for me, I don't, and other bloggers, a lot of us don't play in that world, in that spirit, because it's past business now. It's personal. And so since it's gotten personal, it's like, all right, girl, put your money where your mouth is and may the best chick win. But she likes to try to pass it off as if she's just a blogger that's trying to get silenced by a celebrity. And that's not the case, girl. You play a dirty game. And I'm not even over here shading her because I don't like her. But let's just call a spade. Tasha K is not innocent. She's not some innocent blogger that just kind of, you know, she provokes a lot of this. She eggs it on, and she's also admitted that she will lie on a celebrity for a click and a view to make things go viral. So at some point, you do have to let people know, stop playing with me. And you got to think about it. Tasha K understands
that she has the upper hand because she's the underdog. You can tear down the celebrity, whether you get a bad response or no response. Whether you get a response or no response, it still benefits Tasha K. Let me explain to you. So if she was tearing down Cardi B, right? She already has a huge platform where people see her. She gets hundreds of thousands of views. So she's building her page just off the strength of the type of news that she puts out. So that's a win for her there. Then boom, you get a nasty response from the celebrity. Now she throws you in a lawsuit. That's a win for you. So it's a win-win for her either way. She understands that. She understands that she's winning either way because no matter what it is, whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, everybody's going to be watching to see what she does. And so when you get into these spaces with, you know, as the celebrity, it's almost like don't respond to that because it's still going to benefit her over here. And she understands that. And so that's why, too, she deserves to be sued. Because she's abusing her power. See, as a blogger, we understand that we have a certain amount of power and a certain amount of influence because we benefit no matter what. Whether the person responds to us or whether they don't, we're still benefiting because we're giving our opinion and somebody is going to be there to listen. But you don't want to abuse it. And I feel like Tasha K abuses her power. She does. She literally abuses it. And then when you don't do things that she wants you to do, i.e. come on her show, respond in a way that she wants you to, she'll drag you because she realizes, well, I don't need you to really come on here. I don't need you to respond. I'll get on my platform and I'll drag you. And I got hundreds of thousands of people that love to watch me drag celebrities. There's a product that celebrities are a product. There's a lane for that. And so the celebrities are like, well, hold on, girl. You can't just be dragging me because I don't want to come on your show. Like, you're not going to sit here and now you're not going to bully me. It's not that I don't feel like a lot of these celebrities are like, let me silence you. But it's almost like, girl, why are you trying to take on personal, like, nasty beefs with me? It's one thing to do your commentary. It's one thing to break a story. But when it keeps going on, like, I'm going to continue to talk about you. I hate you. You're ugly. You're trash. Your music sucks. It's like, why are you so mad? Like, what did this woman do to you? Why are you so obsessed with her? Girl, Tasha K be emailing this lady publicist. Girl, don't get me going. She likes to make it like people are obsessed with her. This lady is very obsessive. Okay, very obsessive. This woman does not sleep. She obsesses over people. And I don't give a damn if they're celebrities. They're still people. So, girl, you could try to make it seem like, oh, well, people obsess over me. Girl, you obsess over people, too. So, I don't know. But my thing is, I don't know who's going to win this. Tasha K is saying that she's going to win. And she puts that on her kids. We'll see. Honestly, I don't know. I can't say that I do know. But I'll be here. Whether she wins or loses, I'm going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about what that looks like. It is what it is. Tasha also accused this woman of having STDs and STIs and insinuating that the girl gave it to her baby. Like, come on. Could you imagine if I got up here and said that about Tasha K, she'd be on so many YouTuber channels right now, sending them money, trying to build their – listen. Do you think about it? For me doing my commentary, how many channels Tasha K has tried to build just because she wanted me to shut up? She can't handle the stuff that she puts out. There are channels literally built because of the commentary I've done. She has been so pressed by things that I've critiqued her on. She has literally went and built channels to spite me. She's literally done that. Took on mentors to spite me. But she doesn't understand what she does to other people. It's crazy.
I don't know. Well, so let's just move on. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens with the lawsuit, child. We will see. If you guys haven't seen the video, here's the video one more time. This is where Tasha K bets on her kids that she ain't losing. Tasha K saying that she ain't been a stalker. I heard that through the grapevine. I don't know. That's what they say. She's a stalker. Hey, girl. That's what they say. Allegedly. I don't know. That's what I had heard. Through the streets, champ. But, you know. You know how this thing goes. Fake news, girl. Now, I don't lie. Now, I don't know if you've been arrested. I ain't look it up. But I had heard that. So, chill. I ain't going to confirm it. Why are you trying to be upset? You so mad. Girl, this is your industry. Why are you so pressed? You be so mad, girl. For somebody that don't care. For somebody that, you know, I don't understand why she be so bothered by little old me. I don't get it. Screen record, Miss Mamas. Screen record you betting on your children that you're going to win this lawsuit. I don't care if you win or lose. But you're a dirty dog. And you deserve everything that's coming to you. And if karma misses you, trust me, somebody's going to pay for it. That's it. You're not for the, you're not like, and this is why I don't feel bad for her. She is not for YouTube. She is for herself. Yeah, it's just the facts. She throws the rock and hides her hand. So anyway. Moving forward. The next topic I want to get into is the OO. This is for I know you and lying. All right. So let's get into it. I know you. And lying. All right, child. Let's get into this. Now, I don't know if y'all seen this, but baby, look. This woman, literally, this black lady needs an award. This black woman needs an award. An award. An award. Because if it were me, oh baby, I would have beat the off of this old woman. I'd have beat the brakes off of her. I would have beat the brakes off of her. If you guys haven't seen this video, watch this video. So this black lady is a caregiver, and she's doing care for this older, elderly, like kind of white lady. And this white lady has lost her mind. Look at this. Ugh. I would have literally beat the. Let me tell. I'd at least beat the. Baby, let me tell you something. I'm trying to do it without cursing, but I would have beat the brakes off of that old lady. I'm trying to tell you. You spit on me in the middle of a pandemic. No telling what that woman got, and that lady is sitting there, and that lady had the patience of I don't know what. But you sat there, and you spit on her multiple times. And mind you, there's several videos. She was, like, threatening her with a knife. She was putting stuff in the lady's hair. Like, it wasn't just a spit. It was that lady was doing a lot. I would have pulled that breath thing out of her nose, and I'd have knocked the dog. And I'd have left. I'd have got fired. I'd have got lost my job. I would have. It'd have been over. You know what? But you know, she's probably better than me. That would have been my first initial reaction. And then I probably would have thought about it like I'm doing now. And you know what? What I would have done is I would have just started strategically placing things around the house so she can trip it and trip and fall over it. You know what I mean? Oh, come on, Miss Mary. You got a time for your bath. And it'd be a big old plate or bin or something like that. And just Miss Mary just step on a bunch of glass and fall over. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Oh, you know, time to get in your bathtub, Miss Mary. Just, you know, go ahead and freshly mop the floor and then have her walk and try to get into the tub and have her break her neck in the bathtub. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Accidentally trip and fall and drown. You know, like, I don't know. You just never know. Turn around and, you know, forget to turn the fan off. So then, you know, child, don't get me started. She had tried that, though. She really, really tried that. And I know she ain't lying. I know you can lie. So, yeah, she could have never played with me like that. She could have never tried me like that. That was very nasty. That was very disgusting. Okay. So, yeah, let's take a couple calls. And then we're going to get out of here. All right. Wait. No, no, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. We're not leaving yet now. We're not leaving yet. Okay. All right, let's take a couple calls. All right, 9961, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you mute me back and take another call, please? I'm driving.
Yes, by. Yes. Okay, come on. Whoever want to come on here, come through. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. All right, get in here. The number is 563-999-3658. If you would like to come on and talk about it, come get in here. Let me see what else we got going on. Who else is on the line? So, yeah, child, while we wait for you girls to get your life together, get on the line, listen. I never understand why a person who always tries to minimize another individual's success, you know, is always so pressed when those people are growing. Girl, you've literally sought out and looked for people to try to antagonize me. You literally paid YouTubers to continuously antagonize me. And you know you have. You've discussed with them to antagonize me, girl. And you're just mad because I'm doing commentary and it's not in your favor. But you're trash. Tasha K is the type of person, and I don't even want to make this like a personal thing because it's really not about that. It's just I noticed the way that she moves. As long as you're to her benefit, she likes you. But the minute that you decide you want to grow past and beyond, or you just kind of low-key kind of let her know, don't play with you. Because I don't even think it's like – I don't think for her it's even an issue with whether you're growing or not growing or this, that, and the third. It's more of she does this condescending kind of thing. Like, you know, and everybody may not feel a way, and everybody may not get it. You know what I mean? But I even noticed – and I watched it. And, you know, and to me, she did it. Like, I noticed, like, even she did an interview with Funky Dineva. And she, like, oh, let me tell everybody who you are because there's so many people on here that I'm sure they all like, who the hell are you? They don't know you. It's like, girl, just tell me to shout out my stuff. Like, you trying to play me, like, because you got whatever so many subscribers and da-da-da-da-da. Like, you trying to, like, dry, like – But see, like, if you're not really sharp, you're not going to catch it. Like, she'll dry try to play you like that. Like, no, nigga, people know who I am. Like, don't, like, and even if they don't, you didn't have to even try to, oh, like, but she do it like a nice way. Like, you slick, like, don't know that she's shading you. I'm like, bitch, like, But for me, I'm the type of person that'll tell her, don't play with me like that. And so me and her, we will never get along because she can't ever play with me like that. So we'll always have that friction because I don't need her. Clearly, we here, we up, and we stuck. She's watching me recording, trying to get me. We up and we stuck, Miss Mamas. I'm not going nowhere, girl. Even if you were to get my channel down, girl, I'm still gonna be here talking. So anyway, let me get my stuff. I done told you once, girl. Let me take another call.
Hey, am I?
Okay, 3410. You live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much. This is my first time calling, and I've been watching you for about a year. But anyway, I wanted to touch on the topic with the aid of the healthcare worker and the white woman.
Yes.
So I saw it. It's viral, and I'm a CNA. I've been a CNA for a couple of years, so I see this all the time, and I see a lot of people saying that the woman has dementia or she may have Alzheimer's or something like that. One thing about especially racist white people in the South, they can have dementia, not even remember their names, their family members' names. But one thing they always remember is that they hate black people. You feel what I'm saying? So I saw another video today, the same two women with a cup of wine, they're both bumping and grinding on each other. So I was like, okay, she may have dementia. It could have been, I don't know. It doesn't make it acceptable. I just don't understand why she stood there and let her abuse her and spit in her face. I would have been like,
yeah, I would have left. I would have left. I would have left. I would have left.
Exactly. And since I'm the one taking care of you, you want to do all that, you have to wait till I feed you till you eat. And you might not eat tonight,
Right.
But,
period.
I thought that was very filthy. Very, I don't know. But then I saw the other video. They were bumping and grinding. I don't know if you saw the second video where they were drinking.
Yeah,
where
they're dancing and having fun now.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? But hey, that's normal with, dementia and Alzheimer's patients. But
Still,
at the same time, you have to be very, very stern with them. Like, bitch, for one, you're not going to spit in my face.
Okay. I let you make it but you're doing way too much. Okay, good child. 5385.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Eva?
Let's just remind Tasha K, since she's on Twitter ranting, talking about she doesn't have stalking charges. Go to your Instagram and just post that mugshot. It looks very familiar. It kind of looks like the Gorilla Glue girl. The hair does in the mugshot. But just go and remind her what this mugshot was for.
What was the mugshot for? I don't know exactly what it was for. Let me see.
Go to your Instagram.
Yeah, but it's no details. It's just a mugshot, though.
I'm finding that information right now, and I used to have it, but I got a new phone. But she was arrested for stalking and aggravated assault. So
here's the mugshot, but she's shown that before. She's talked about that before. Girl, you were arrested for something. Now, I don't know. I didn't see the paperwork on the stalking, but I had heard through the grapevine that it was definitely stalking, allegedly.
It was. I'm trying to find. Even if you Google Tasha K arrested for stalking, a bunch of links pop up from like Lipstick Alley and stuff and Leak You and all that. And there's paperwork. Miss Latasha. So whether she wants to admit it or not, or she had it expunged or whatever the hell she did, sis, you've been arrested for stalking. You have a lot of YouTubers have come forward and you strike them whenever they come for you, and you stalk them and you keep striking them anytime they talk about you. That's weird. Why can you talk about other YouTubers, but when they speak about you, you sit there screen record and try to strike their channels? You're weird.
Yeah, I don't understand that. How can you sit here and talk all this big crap about everybody else, but then when people don't agree with you, then all of a sudden everybody's obsessed with you, this, that, and the third, and then you're pressed and you're mad and you're running, calling your lawyers, crying. But you sit here and you stalk and you antagonize these celebrities and other YouTubers all the time. And then you pit YouTubers up to, this woman is literally coached people to antagonize me. Like, come on.
Isn't she coaching Cockeyed?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you.
That big cockeyed guy.
Yeah, it's a lot of different YouTubers out here. You know, I don't know. If I can't specifically say one, but I don't know.
She was just on. She was just on his platform.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who that is.
Allegedly accused of locking somebody in the room and touching them and some other things.
Oh, well, okay. Now you're getting very salacious, Eva. Bye. I don't know who. Listen, I'm not going to cry, girl, because I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So yeah, you know, but it you know, it gets like that. She strikes them so YouTube can give their name and address. Oh, let's take another call. 4071, you're live on the air.
Hi, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, hey, how are you?
No, I can't hear you no more, girl. 8391, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Just a couple things. One, I wanted to talk about the old lady. I feel like, you know, my mom used to work, she was a social worker, and she used to do adult protective, and there was one guy. She would always tell them, she said, hey, this guy has pulled out guns on me.
Mm.
And it sucks because back then, this is like 10, 15 years ago, I wish she would have had a phone to record it. And when I think about that, I'm like, this lady probably has been telling them, you know, this lady, you know, I try to keep her comfortable. I dance with her. I do whatever. But she, you know, I don't know. She flashes back to the 30s, but she starts spitting on me. She might call her the N-word. She might do all this stuff. Probably did that video to say, like, listen, you guys got to stop this or whatever. I don't know why she put it online, but that's probably why. And it's really sad that we have to go to those lengths to do that. But if I was her, I would post that video or whatever, and then I would tell my job, like, hey, this is a hostile work environment, and if they don't do anything, I would sue them, period. And then
absolutely.
The only other thing I wanted to say was about the Gorilla Glue girl.
Okay.
The girl, this was all to get attention. It was all to get attention. Part of me don't even believe it's really Gorilla Glue, but I feel like now she might have had to spray some in her head because she's going to see the surgeon, because she did leave the hospital when they told her they were going to help her there. That's why she was doing it at home. But if I was Gorilla Glue, because now she's suing them, right? This is what I would do. I would say, okay, let's take this to court. Because don't just settle out of court with her, because then that's exactly what she wants. I'd
take her
to court. I'd be like, I need
a
volunteer.
Yeah.
I know. I'd be like, I need a volunteer. And I would volunteer for them. You could spray Gorilla Glue on a patch of my head, give me $1 million, and prove that it'll come out. Because I feel like she's doing too much. And this is a money grab. And if I was them, I'd take it all the way to court. They got the money to do it. And she just wants some clout, period.
I'm with you on that. I like that idea. Pay a volunteer to do it. And yes.
Call
I like that.
Me.
And if it, you'll do it. What if it really worked?
People have done it on TikTok. I saw a lady do it on a mannequin, and she put the glue in there, let it sit, and then it came right off with acetone. And this girl just wants attention. She was so happy to be on Wendy Williams. She's happy that everybody's talking about her. And, you know, anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I love you, Armand.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Listen, we're going to take a couple more. And we're going to get up out. Oh, we got a busy, 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 busy queue. Super chest to the top. Let's get into it. 0864, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm going to make this quick because I'm getting my baby son to eat, and he may start screaming in the back. But I just wanted to comment on two things. First of all, Tasha K is like a old friend of mine that I had. This woman would literally start beef with people. You know, if they ignore her, they ignore her. But if they retaliated or responded to her, then she would go and, you know, get on Facebook and act like, oh, this person's worried about me, this person's hating on me. But and then, like, we get into arguments because I'm like, look, this is because of stuff that you started. Like, as long as you guys were on good terms, she thought the world of you. But as soon as, you know, it's a problem, then, you know, she puts the whole situation. And Tasha, you know, kind of reminds me of her because it's like, well, you know, with that, you know, the situation with the guy that fought the, I don't want to say his name, but, you know, with all his people, she was on good terms with the families, and she was defending them. Then, boom, as soon as one of them did something or said something she didn't like, oh, now they're liars, and now they're, you know, he's innocent, because now she's saying, you know, he's innocent, and it's just a flip thing. It's like, it's something wrong. As long as, you know, they can get whatever they want out of you, they love you, and you're great. But as soon as they're mad, they want to, you know, turn you into the monster.
Well, remember,
or whatever,
she did that to me. She did that to me in regards to Jaguar Wright.
Exactly.
She wanted She dragged me for dragging Jaguar Wright. Said I was a colorist and a racist, and said that I looked like Jaguar Wright, and my mom probably looked just like her. And Jaguar Wright was a powerful black woman until they flipped on her. Okay, he's wearing me out.
But you're right, because let me tell you, when it comes down to you, let me tell you what I did one time. I emailed her, you know, about sponsorship. And in the email, with not sponsorship, I'm sorry, but mentorship, you know, I was asking, like, her prices, you know, to help me build a channel. And in the, you know, at phone, you know, she was going, you know, messaging me back or whoever was on her email. Then I mentioned you and another YouTuber, me. I was like, you know, I respect you guys. I like you guys, you know. When I say I didn't hear nothing else from that lady, I said, well, damn. I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. Like, you know. After I said that, I had nothing else. So I was like, okay, whatever, you know, it is what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So but you're right. She tries to act as if everybody is so jealous of her and envious of her and, you know, whatever. But she's one of the most pressed people on the planet.
Exactly. When you have
and you can see it in the way that she moves.
Of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. And then the other thing I wanted to speak on was the caregiver. I commented on a blog that posted that, and I was like, well, you never know because of the pandemic what the lady was going through, and maybe she just had to keep that job, because had it been me, because I worked in healthcare before, and I worked with people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and that's not what that was. That was an old hateful lady that came from, and this is the same thing I posted, that came from an old hateful family and probably raised hateful kids. And when I tell you I was going back and forth with people all day, and then I started, because I'm like, you know, I got better things to do, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, no amount of money that I'm quite sure she was making, and probably not even that much, would have allowed me to stay there with that lady. Spit in my face, that's something you would not do. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yes,
thank you, baby.
You're telling me to be
thank
quiet,
you.
But I'm going to get on off the call because he wants me to
okay.
shoot him. Thank you,
okay,
Armand. I love you, baby.
I
bye.
Love you. Bye. Have a good one. We love the kids, too, child. I understand how it goes. So we got to support all the moms out there. We love y'all. All right. 2329, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi.
Okay. First off, I just want to say you are amazing. I love
thank
your
you.
Channel. I just found you. Like a few months ago. And so first thing I want to touch on is the whole Lauren London thing.
Okay.
I don't know what it is with, like, black people, you know, the rap industry. Like, it just is because if their husband or boyfriend get killed or they die, it's, like, impossible for them to move on, you know? And I do think it's, like, a women's issue. It's just, like, we can't move on without there being some kind of judgment, you know? And she can do whatever she want on the low. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to know, but you're right. If anyone wants to find out about it, it'll be a huge deal, you know? So yeah, that. And then, okay, so Tasha K. First off, like, Tasha K is jealous of you. She's jealous of any competition. We all saw how she did her protege, the guy that she was mentoring. You know, with the whole
Thing. I don't think she's jealous of me. I don't think she has a reason to be jealous of me. I don't think that she's jealous of me. So I won't say that. I think it's more so she can't control me and she realized that I don't need her and I don't fear her. And so she can't bully me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not like wowed by her. So I don't need
that's
your mentorship.
So true. You're not like a fan.
You know what I mean? Like, girl,
exactly.
Who cares about you? That's what it is.
But
and
you
she
never
can't take
know
that.
Though. I do think it could be jealousy because you are very, like, charismatic and
yeah.
a lot of people like you, you know, and you have a different type of, like, aesthetic when it comes to your work, you know, Like, you're able to be funny, petty, and, like, kind of like, you know, the Regina George, but funny of YouTube gossip. You know what I'm saying? And, like, when she does it, it's just, like, mean, and it's, like, not funny, and she has to get drunk, you know what I'm saying, in order to, like, you know what I'm saying? And I do think it's a little bit of jealousy, honestly, it's coming from, like, you know, my point of view. But you're right.
Yeah.
She can't bully you. She can't control you. She can't do any of that. You're absolutely right. And the whole thing with her and Cardi B is so crazy because it's like, I do think that the way that YouTube is cracking down on YouTubers might have a part to do with Tasha K and the whole lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? Because she was spreading blatant lies about Cardi, and she even said she was, you know?
Yeah.
She said she did it for, like, attention and to get Cardi B's attention. And it's like, you can't go around telling people, oh, yeah, hey, they have this kind of STD, STI, they gave it to their child, without somebody getting mad. At the end of the day, Cardi B is human. I'm not into, like, the whole fan thing. Like, I'm not a fan of no one but Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, you know, just playing devil's advocate, what she did was wrong. You know, and I don't believe
I totally agree because I feel like it's personal. Like, if she, that's my only hiccup with Tasha. Like, and a lot of these other bloggers, they're afraid, because here's what Tasha does and gets the people under her. She makes you feel like she has all these connections and that she can help you get things back. If you lose your channel, she can help you. She can help you grow. She can like, she gets feel like they need her under her. So now it's like there's like this loyalty. So they always lean a little bit towards her side. But at the end of the day, you always feel like you're slightly indebted to her. And whenever she does some BS, you just don't say anything because she's helped you. And it's like, no, girl, like, bump that. Like, right is right and wrong is wrong. And she's not just this innocent celebrity reporter commentator that just is doing her job and kind of put out a story that may have perhaps kind of went a little bit too far. No, she commits to this kind of stuff. She says, yeah, I did it. I said it. Send the lawyer. Send the cease and desist. Like, she talks like it's nothing. So my thing is, why be mad when it happens?
Exactly. Yeah, she gets so upset when Cardi B, like, actually, because I don't follow her, like, on anything. Ever since, like, you did the whole breakdown with, like, you know, the whole Jaguar situation, all that stuff. And I actually went to her page and saw how she was, you know. I just didn't see her spirit. She has, like, a jealous spirit, yes, and she has a competitive spirit, but not, like, a good competitiveness, you know what I'm saying? It's like she wants to be top tier of every black YouTuber, which is weird, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what it is. It's a competitiveness for me. And to me, like, she can't, like, she tries to literally downplay all of my achievements here, and I don't care, out of everybody she mentor, my shit looks the best. And she knows it. You know
it
what I
does.
Mean? Like, the way I do my, like, none of them is on my level, period. She knows that. But
they're
she'll try to downplay me left and right and left and right. And for that, I know, first of all, let's even look at it. Let's just go here. The same interviews that I was doing 2 years ago, she's doing now. Like, come on. How many Tony interviews have I done on my channel? Like, I've interviewed the whole cast of Black. Like, she ain't, like, and she got a million followers. I only got 100K. Like, I'm not worried about her, bro. We doing the same shit at this point. Let's keep it a beam.
That's what she wants. She tries to what she's trying to do is she's trying to do something like, okay, so you did a Tokyo Tony, did all these other interviews. So she's trying to do the same thing, but she's trying to do it better. You know what I'm saying? Just like what she did with the other guy. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to bring up on me. I ain't trying to
promote somebody. I get it.
But you know what I'm saying? But that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to, like, outdo people. But the thing is, like you said before, she does have, like, an addictive personality, and you can tell when someone has an addictive personality. And y'all might think, oh, it's just funny. It's just an unwind thing with drinking wine like that, you know? But she has an addictive personality. So someone with an addictive personality, she obsessed over Cardi B. She obsessed over the Jaguar situation after that guy did his thing with her. You know what I'm saying? She obsessed over it to the point where she's, like, doing these long, weird documents. You know what I'm saying? It's just really weird. And I hate the fact that she calls Cardi B ugly. Like, I'm not going to sit here on a platform and call another person ugly. Like, I'm a grown adult.
My thing is, if Cardi B called her ugly like she did, she would get online. If anybody called her ugly, she would get online and talk about why, because she's a black woman. Like, she would get online and start pushing that. You know what I'm saying? She'll get online and start pushing that. So, and I just think that's trash.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and then okay, the last thing is the Gorilla Glue lady. Okay, well, I'm not going to spend long on this, but, like, for one thing, she lied. Let's just be honest. She got clout from this. She got, like, she went from having 300 subscribers to now having, like, 600,000, okay? And her, she has a blue check mark, and she has management. And her management is, I forget her name, the June, the little girl that was doing the pageant. You know
yeah, I don't know, but you got to wrap it up, Carla. We got a lot of good 5 seconds. Get to your point.
I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm just saying that she was corny and she's lame, and this is all for clout. That's it.
Thank you. Love you for calling. All right, we got to keep it moving. We're going to take a couple more, and then we're going to get up out. Someone said that baby ain't letting you live. No. Let's see. I got some things. Let me see. Something is like the dashboard is really trying it. Right now, the dashboard is really trying it. Something is going on with the YouTube studio right now. So I'm hopefully I didn't miss any super chats. And if I did, could someone please put them in the chat? All right, because I can't see it on this air right now. All right, 6647, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Yeah, Armand, I was just telling you I'm a great fan of yours, and I really like your show. But
thank you.
The Tasha K thing, I just think one reason, like, I think she was, like, picked on when she was younger, so she has an issue with light skin, black women, you know, anything
mm-hmm.
that relates to being better than her or seems to be better than her, she got a problem with it. And I feel like she got a problem with you because you don't want to follow her lead. You know,
yeah.
You're kind of doing the same thing in your own lane.
And I'm vocal, right? And so I'm not going like I'm
yeah.
not gonna. I think with her, like I'm not gonna let her slight me and like not say
yeah.
nothing. And she not used to that.
Yeah, like you see through her. You know what I'm saying? Like you see her. So it's like a lot of these other little YouTubers, even if they see her or not, they just want to get clout and want to get you know fame from it. But with you, you don't need her for none of that. So it's
yeah.
kind of like it. So I feel like, and she can't control your channel. I feel like a lot of people on YouTube, you could tell that she controls their channel, you know?
Yeah. Like my thing is like, I don't even hate the woman. Like, to be honest with you, if she
yeah.
wins, she wins. Like my, like low key, I don't hate the woman, but at the same time, girl, you're not going to play with me. You know what I'm saying? And if our job here is to do commentary, I'm going to call a spade. When you're doing
yeah.
your thing, you're doing your thing. But when you being, now that I've had like a little bit of an interaction with her, like I can't get with her. Cause she'll lie. Like she'll get on platforms and be like, I've been dragging her for 4 years. Nigga, I ain't even been on YouTube for 4 years. She'll get on her platform and say, I have 500 subscribers. Before I met her, nigga, I was already monetized before you met me. Like, stop. It's like, stop it. Like, every time
yeah,
she do
like,
a video on me or talk about me, she adds another year to how long I've been going. I'm like, girl, I just got on here in 2018. Like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, girl, I was fully monetized,
yeah.
getting super chats and everything, doing Love and Hip Hop reviews before I had even ran into you, girl. Like, stop. But, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
she be trying to, like, I be on her because she's steady trying to downplay my – and when anybody that she's aligned with ain't fucking with me, period.
Yeah.
I don't care what numbers they got. And she
yeah,
know that.
But I see that – I really see that she missed you commenting, like, talking about her because it's like she do things to try to – I see that she do things to try to egg you on. Like, anybody that's
right.
talking about you – they saying that Tasha K called in or Tasha K was on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like when it has something to do with you.
Right. Well, that's because that's how she goes and tries to respond spitefully. So she picks people that
yeah.
she feels like I don't like or you know what I mean? So then she go, oh, let me go super chat here. Let me go on this part like to try to get under my skin, which is not because it's like, girl, I'm just doing the job.
And
then
it's funny how you have your plaque. And I don't see no plaques for her or Old Boy. Well, I don't really watch Old Boy, but I don't see no plaques. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is your channel real, real, or is it not? And then when she was on Auntie Hammy, when she did that interview, my friend told me that she was trying to make it seem like she don't know about nothing about buying stuff. But then you don't have no plaques, so you got to be buying views and stuff like that. Like,
I don't know. I don't know if she buying. I don't know. I don't know about. I don't know. I think she does have a plaque, though. I know she does have that. But my thing is, girl, like, this is the sport. You a big bad wolf. Let people, like, don't be mad because it's another little young nigga out here lit that's keeping up, but that's just not on your, that you came by. Like, that's the problem. Like, I'm fly enough. I'm dope. I'm really on her level, but I'm not on her team. And that's the problem.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think she looks at everybody else as competition. Like, she looks at you as competition.
She know my value. She know my worth. And she know I'm that nigga, period.
Yeah.
But we was never going to connect because her personality, like, she'll like that. I don't like... Girl, like, you're not gonna low key shade me. Like, don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it feel away. Like, she got, like, she genuinely got mad at me because she was stealing my stuff. You know what I mean? I'm like, girl, why would you steal my stuff? Mm-hmm. And she like, well, why would you say that I stole the gunshots? Well, because, girl, you're supposed to be mentoring me, nigga. I can't even pay you. You're not even showing me nothing. But, girl, here you are. You taking my stuff. Like, and I don't
remember,
like, don't play me like that.
Like,
yeah, and let's be clear. Let's be very clear. Let's be very, 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 very clear. Tasha K, listen, what a lot of these other YouTubers got from her, I ain't got. That woman has never shown her face on this platform. She's called in. That
mm-hmm.
woman ain't never just shared me, shouted me out, promoted
me.
I ain't never got no Tasha K stimulus package like that. But she has stayed trying to take credit for what I've done and then try to downplay what I've done. I'm like, girl, I couldn't even pay you to come on my to promote me.
To promote you.
Some of these YouTubers, she done been on Nate channel 30 times. Face and all.
She see they not going nowhere. She see they
so
not
it's
going
like,
nowhere.
Girl, please. Like, stop trying to play with me.
She see they not going nowhere. That's why she be on their channel doing all that. Because they ain't going to, if they get a couple of views or things, she put you on her channel, you might have all her subscribers over here listening to you. So,
you know what I'm saying. But it's no tea. But I'm not going to ever let somebody downplay me and act like they don't know the real. Because, girl, you wouldn't be moving so much every time I get on this thing. And, like, we linked before. You get what I'm saying? So, like, you can't call me trash now when, you know, we've linked. Like, and I've never said that she was trash. I've always said that she was dope at what she does. But it wasn't until I realized how she really moved where I was like, oh, okay, I see what's
her
up here. Like,
and, like, she just got like a.
It's just like no. It's just like eventually you and it's Eve. It's like eventually you'll fall out with her because it's like all right, like either you gonna either because she's gonna slight you. So either you have two options.
Yeah.
You can do like me. You can say something, or you can just be like, oh, that's just how Tasha K move. I'm going, you know, and I'm scared of her because I'm scared she's gonna expose me. So a lot of people
mm-hmm.
only deal with her because they're afraid that she'll expose them. Let's be very clear.
Yeah, that's crazy because at this point on YouTube, nigga, just be who you are. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I see a lot of people on YouTube, they like them because they are. Like, I like you because you are who you are. You're going to say what you got to say, and it is what it is. Take it how you want to take it, you know?
Yeah, and like I've always said, the only negative thing I've said about Tasha K, I mean, really the – once I really dissected her, I said, you know, her content is really like fly boo-boo wrapped
mm-hmm.
in, you know, pretty gold wrapping
paper.
Because
I knew about her through you, but then when I really start listening to her, I was like, I had to unsubscribe. I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. Because it was just too, I don't like that all that negative energy that she got. And she's like full of negative energy. You know what I'm saying? She's really full of negative energy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller. You have a good one.
All right. Have a nice day.
Bye. All right. We're going to wrap it right there. You know, we had gotten to some things. You know, it's no.